Brothers and sisters, President Hunter has requested that I now handle the business of the solemn assembly for which we are met. This is an occasion of great significance for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints throughout the world. We shall vote by quorums and groups. Wherever you are invited to stand when requested and express by your uplifted hand whether you choose to sustain those whose names will be put before you. Only those standing should vote at any given time. Following your expression, you may then be seated as indicated. General authorities assigned to the Assembly Hall on Temple Square or the Joseph Smith Memorial Building will observe the voting in those gatherings. In stake centers, a member of the stake presidency will observe the voting. And should there be any negative votes, he will advise us. We shall now proceed with the business of this great constituent gathering, which extends to thousands of halls and homes across the world. The First Presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Gordon Bittner Hinckley as first counselor in the First Presidency of the Church and Thomas Spencer Monson as second counselor. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain Gordon B. Hinckley as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles and Boyd K. Packer as acting president of the Council of the 12 Apostles. Those in favor? Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Council of the 12 Apostles Boyd K. Packer, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Worthlin, Richard G. Scott, Robert D. Hales, and Jeffrey R. Holland. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? The First Presidency will please be seated. The members of the Council of the 12 Apostles will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Council of the 12, as they have been presented and voted upon by the First Presidency. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, you may be seated. The members of the first and second quorums of the 70 and the presiding bishopric will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Council of the 12, as they have been presented and voted upon by the First Presidency. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, you may be seated. The following will please arise wherever you may be participating. All ordained patriarchs and all members of high priests and elders' quorums, please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may manifest it. Please be seated. Will all of the Aaronic priesthood please arise? That is, all ordained priests, teachers, and deacons. It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, as previously presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed? You may now be seated. Will the entire congregation, including all of those who have stood previously, now arise? It is proposed that we sustain Howard William Hunter as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any who may feel opposed? Thank you. You may be seated. We shall now remain seated as we sustain other general authorities and general officers of the Church. It is proposed that we sustain as the presidency of the Quorum of the 70s, Quorums of the 70, Elders Rex D. Pinniger, Carlos E. Acey, Charles DDA, L. Alden Porter, Joe J. Christensen, Monty J. Bruff, and W. Eugene Hansen. As further members of the Quorum of the 70, Lauren C. Dunn, Jean R. Cook, William R. Bradford, John H. Groberg, Vaughn J. Featherstone, Dean L. Larson, Robert E. Wells, James M. Paramore, Hugh W. Pinnock, F. Enzio Busha, Yoshihiko Kikuchi, Ronald E. Pullman, F. Burton Howard, Ted E. Brewerton, Jack H. Gosland, Angel Abrea, John K. Carmack, J. Richard Clark, Hans B. Rinker, Marlon K. Jensen, Earl C. Tingey, Alexander B. Morrison, L. Lionel Kendrick, Harold G. Hillam, Carlos H. Amato, Ben B. Banks, Spencer J. Condi, Robert K. Dellenbaugh, Henry B. Eyring, Glenn L. Pace, F. Melvin Hammond, Kenneth Johnson, Lynn A. Mickelson, Neil L. Anderson, D. Todd Christofferson, Creel Coford, Dennis B. Neuenswander, Andrew Wayne Peterson, and Cecil O. Samuelson. As members of the Second Quorum of the 70, Eduardo Ayala, LeGrand R. Curtis, Helvisio Martins, J. Ballard Washburn, Durrell A. Woolsey, W. Mackenzie Lawrence, Rulon G. Craven, Joseph C. Murin, Graham W. Doxey, Jorge O. Rojas, Julio E. Davila, Han N. Song, Stephen D. Nadald, Sam K. Shimabukuro, Lena Alvarez, Dallas N. Archibald, C. Max Caldwell, Gary J. Coleman, John B. Dixon, John E. Fowler, J. E. Jensen, Augusto A. Lim, John M. Madsen, V. Dallas Merrill, David E. Sorensen, F. David Stanley, Kwok Yun Dai, Lowell D. Wood, Claudio R. Mendes Costa, W. Don Ladd, James O. Mason, Dieter Uchtdorf, and Lance B. Wickman. As the presiding bishopric, Merrill J. Bateman as presiding bishop, H. David Burton, first counselor, and Richard C. Edgley, second counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Any who may feel opposed. It is proposed that we extend an official vote of appreciation to Elder Hartman Rector Jr. and that he be designated an emeritus member of the First Quorum of the 70. Those in favor, please manifest it. with gratitude for their service as general authorities. It is proposed that we release Elders Albert Choles Jr., Lloyd P. George, Gerald E. Melchin, Malcolm S. Jepson, Richard P. Lindsay, Merlin R. Libert, and Horacio A. Tenorio as members of the Second Quorum of the 70. Those who wish to join in an expression of appreciation, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Elder Clinton L. Cutler was serving as first counselor in the General Sunday School Presidency at the time of his passing on April 9, 1994. Those who wish to join in a vote of appreciation for his service and to release with a vote of thanks Elder Merlin R. Libert as the General Sunday School President and Elder Ronald E. Pullman as the second counselor in the General Sunday School Presidency may do so by the uplifted hand. It is proposed that we release with a vote of thanks and deep appreciation Sisters Michaeline P. Grassley, Betty Jo N. Jepson, and Ruth B. Wright as the General Primary Presidency, and Sister Patricia P. Pinniger as Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. We also release all members of the Primary General Board. All who wish to join in an expression of profound appreciation to these most faithful brothers and sisters for their excellent service may do so by the uplifted hand. It is proposed that we sustain Elders Charles Didier, J. Ballard Washburn, and F. Burton Howard as the General Sunday School Presidency. Sister Patricia Peterson Pinniger as the new General President of the Primary, with Sister Ann Golan Worthlin as First Counselor and Sister Susan Lily White Warner as Second Counselor, and Sister Bonnie Danzy Parkin as Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may express themselves. It is proposed that we sustain the other general officers and board members as presently constituted. All in favor? Any opposed? President Hunter, insofar as I've been able to observe, the voting in the tabernacle has been unanimous in favor of the proposals made. Any negative votes in any other assemblies will be noted and brought to our attention. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your sustaining vote and your faith and prayers. We feel that you have sustained us not only with your hands, but also with your hearts. We urgently need your prayers and pray that you will continue to offer them in our behalf as your servants. We shall now ask that the new 70s, the new Primary General Presidency, and Sister Parkin take their places on the stand. If you please, thank you.